Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, where we saw the Brei HaTosfos and the Gemara that says that money li biyotcha, and he says any yodea. Uvin says you have $100 in mind. Shimon says I don't know. So Rav Yehuda Rafuni says chayiv. He has to pay. Tosfos says that apparently Rav Yehuda Rafuni don't hold of Rabbi Abba. The Rabbi Abba says that mitoch shoni yochol yishava mishalim. The reason of Rabbi Abba, when a person can't swear, he has to pay. And the reason of Rabbi Abba is because it's a shvuas Hashem tiyah bein shneim velo bein shnei yorshim. Shvuas Hashem is between the principals and not between the yorshim. And what's an example where it's between the principals and not between the yorshim? Well, when one Yori says to the other, one got Yori says to another, your father has dollars of my father, when the other guy says, 50 I know, 50 I don't know. And the father, in such an instance, since he's unable to swear, would have to pay. Because he says, 50 I know, 50 I don't know, but a Yori doesn't. That's what it means. Shavuot Hashem is only a Shavuot being Shneim. Between the principals and not between the Yarshim. Because when the principal says 50 I know, 50 I don't know, so the principal says that he has to pay. V'manali says Taisis, V'manali biyadcha v'alo emer ni yodeh chayev, ein kan shvua. And if manali biyadcha, and the other guy says, I don't know about that, he's chayev to pay. Then there's no shvu in the case of 50 I know, 50 I don't know. Ein kan shvu. There's no shvu here in the case of 50 I know, 50 I don't know. The filu amrini yadei abakol chayiv. So even if he says, I don't know about the whole thing, he's chayiv. So the proof of Rabbi Abba was from a case of 50 I know, 50 I don't know. And mitoch sheni yochol yishava mishalim. But that can't work with, because he's moed b'miktzas, because he's chayav b'shvua and he's moed b'miktzas. But that can't work with manali b'yadcha b'alo meini yodea, if you don't want to say chayav, because that shows that even if he doesn't know about the whole thing, he's chayav. So it's not, it's not else mitoch sheni yochol yishava mishalim. He's no chiyuv shvua. He has to pay, and he doesn't know about the whole thing also. And we saw the kash of the divrei mishpat on the ktzeis. The ktzeis says the kash of the divrei in siman ayin hesif kut neches midin she tor she nechol lishav mishalim. That if afterwards he said, "Oh, now I remember," and therefore he can swear. If originally he didn't know, now he knows. He can swear. He remembers. So says the Ktzos, he can't swear. Because once he's mischayev midin mitor sheni yochol yishav mishalim, he can't be chozer v'toin. And it's not like the case of the Ramah, it's mechalik between that and the Ramah, which is eni yodea prati im praticha, chozer v'amar achakach niskati shepirati neman. So the divrei mishpat is tamei on the Ktzos. What's Tosis Kasha, if the Tosis is correct? What's Tosis Kasha? Why don't need to come onto the din of Mitoch when he says 15 or 50, I don't know. Typically the Bari Yadiv. The Tosis says that you don't have to come on to 15 or 50, I don't know, Mitoch Shein Echol Yishav Mishalim. Because Bari Yadiv, because but according to the Ktzos, there's a big nafkamina. Because if the chiyuv is mishum dina de bari yadif, the bari insane is karti. Because then, when it's a case of bari and shema, the shema can say, I don't know, I'm really bari. And that's like the Dina Baiden Ofe page, Yerani Dian Praticha, that the Rama says that he can say Niskarati Sheparati. But once you're in the realm of the Din of Mitoch, Niskarati doesn't help. So why doesn't Tosfos say that in Afkamina? Now, as Tosfos should have said, there is an Afkamina between the case of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lishav Mishalim, where there's Modu B'Miktas, and the case of Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. That in the case, we already discussed this in the previous year, there's just a chazer. That in the case of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lishav Mishalim, within the case of Bari V'Shem Bari Adif, he could say Niskarti. You know, before I wasn't sure, but now I'm sure. But if the din is out Moed B'Miktas, Mitoch Shein Echol L'Shav V'Mishalim, he can't say Niskarti. Then you would have an afkamina between the two cases. So according to this, you can't prove from the pasuk of Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneihem. What Tosfos is saying is that you can't prove from the din of Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneihem to the din of Mitoch Sheni Yochel Lishav Mishalim, because according to Rabbi Abba and Rafuna, according to Rafuna and Rabbi Yehuda, even where the father himself is towing Chamshin Yadan and Chamshin Lo Yadan, there's no Chiyuv Shavuah. Because of Bari V'Shem Bari Adif. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rafuna Rabbi Yehuda, even if he says, I don't know about the whole thing, there's no mode of B'Miktas and he has to pay. So according to them, there's no Hechitimtzi, according to Rabbi Yehuda and Rafuna, there's no Hechitimtzi that a father should be Mischayev Shavua, because Eino Yochel Yishava, he's Chayev Shavua, but he can't swear. In the case of Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, he's not Chayev Shvua, you don't have to come onto the Shvua, because he's Chayev, the other side is Bari. Comes out that according to Ravuna Rav Yehuda, there's no makar for anybody who, there's no makar for this din of Mechuyev Shvua Ve'enu Chol Yishav, but Dechash Chayev L'Shalim. That's what Tosfos says. And on that, the Divrei Mishpat. And by the way, Nafkamina Lamaisa would be Naschud Rebbe Abba. And he says, In Chatvi V'Dirichatvi, I snatched it, but I snatched my own. Rabbi says, Mechui Yoshua V'Ein Echol Yishav, he's Chai V'Shavua, but he can't swear because he's agreeing with the other guy that he really did snatch it. So Rav Abba would say that he's Mechui Yoshua V'Ein Echol Yishav, he has to pay. And according to Rav Huna Rav Yehuda, he's Pater. There's no Raya Menatar, Shemishiacholi Padra De Shuva Vena Choli Shavu, Sheshchayv L'Shalim. That's Tosfos, and the Divrei Mishpat says, but I don't understand. We do have a case of Mitoch Sheni Yochel L'Shavu Mishalim. And in this case of Chamshin Yadana, Chamshin Lo Yadana, he says that I now then he says afterwards Yadana. So there's an afkamina between the father and the son. You do have a written limit from Shavuos Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneihem, because if you're coming midin Bari V'Shema, so then he can say I remember. But if you're coming from the din of Mitoch Sheni Yochel L'Shav Mishalim, and he can't say, I remember. So there would be a raya from here that Mitoch Sheni Yochel L'Shav Mishalim, and from here Tosfos says, so from here the Divrei Mishpat says that Tosfos is a raya against the Ktzos, who says that you can't say Niskarti Is that would true, that would be a nafka mina between the case of Bari Vishem and the case of Mitoch Sheni Yochav Leishav Mishali. Tosis doesn't suggest that. So it must be Tosis doesn't hold that way. And if you say Niskarti, even in the case of Mitoch Sheni Yochav Leishav Mishali, so your Niskarti is effective. And you can and he could take the Shavua. And to that, we saw Marina Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Reb Chaim, we saw Baruch Mordechai Yizrachi, they both give the same teretz that when it says in Tosis, Inkan Shvua doesn't mean like the Divrei Mishpat wanted to learn. They don't have to come on to a Shvua. He's already Chayev, Atzbari Vishema. He's saying Mani Liyotcha V'Ali Armeni Odeh Chayev. So when he says Chayev Shina Rana Chayev Shina Yadana, he's Chayev Atzbari Vishema Bari Adiv, just like Mani Liyotcha V'Ali Armeni Odeh is Chayev Atzbari Vishema Bari Adiv. So you don't, in other words, there is a Shvua, but you don't have to come on to the Shvua. And Tosis brought a K, and the Divrei Mishpat brought a K, so we do have to come on to the Shvua. Maybe the correct Pshat in Tosis of Ein Kan Shvua means no, that it means that there's no Chiyuv Shvua at all. Once you have a Bari Vishem, there's no Chiyuv Shvua at all. And if there is no Hechitimtzi of saying, of him being Chai Vishvua, and Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim. Because the moment there's a Bari, and there's no chiyuv, even though there's no modem miktzas, but if it's bari v'shema, so if the, since that's bari v'shema bari adif, you don't have to pay. Since that's bari v'shema bari adif, he's chayv to pay. So there is no mitoch shenei chol yishav mishali. There is no shvur. So Tamino is an afkamina that you can come on to the Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim when he says Niskarti, and that's going to be an afkamina there. If he says Niskarti, he can do it when it comes to the Bari Vishema aspect, but then you still have the Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim problem, and such a person can't say yeah. Can't be Chozer V'Toi. Einu Neman V'Shvur. That's an afkamina between the two. This is Dina Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim. You can't say Niskarti. But according to our Teretz, there is no Dina Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim. Because the second is a Bari V'Shema, there's no Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim. And again, there's no difference between the father and the Yorshim. Just like the father, it's like there'd be no Chiyuv Shvua for the Yorshim. If he says in his karti, there's no Chiyuv Shvua for the father. In other words, when it comes to the Yorshim, they don't have a chiyuv shvua. But matzot, the fathers, the principals, do have a chiyuv shvua. So because of bari v'shema bari adif, the guy could say niskarti in his belief, but now because of mitoch sheni yochav leishav mishalim, he can't say niskarti. But the answer is, there is no mitoch sheni yochav leishav mishalim, the second is a bari. So the yisod advarim is that for a chiyuv shvua, you need a kfir b'chiyuv mamon. And since here there's no kfir b'chiyuv mamon, why is there no kfir b'chiyuv mamon? Because you have a chamshin yadana, chamshin lo yadana. He says 50, I know, 50, I don't know. So in such a case, all there is a bari v'shema. There is no, you're not going to get to mitoch sheinu yochav leishav mishalim. Why are you not going to get to mitoch sheinu yochav leishav mishalim? Because there's no kfira. The only way to get to Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim is because if there's kfiris, there is no Mitoch Sheinu Yochav Leishav Mishalim. So that is the Yesod HaDvarim that comes out from Tosfos. And it would appear, it says, Marina Rabbeinu the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, that for Chiyuv Shvua we require Dafka kfira b'chiyuv mamin. And there's a raya for this, yisod for this. If you have one guy with simanim and another guy with simanim, and the guy with for an aveda, and the guy with simanim has an eidachad also. So one guy just has simanim, the other guy has simanim and eidachad. So eidachad kemanda lese dami v'yaniach. So we disregard the one eid and you just leave the aveda. The machlekes rishonim, the Rosh writes, shitzarach oisu shekineged ha'eid li shava shua satar lahakchish ha'eid. The Rosh writes that there still has the Gemara to say the Shua. The Rosh is the Shua here. The one Keneged Ha'ed has to take a Shua. Shua Satar L'Hakrish Ha'ed. If he doesn't take the Shua, it Neil L'Baal Ha'ed. From the Divrei HaRambam, Perikit Gimel, Mechaz Kseh L'Baveda, Halacha Vav, Nira that there's no Shua B'chai Gabin B'chain Das, Hanamukah Yosef. Ha'yem Sham B'tai B'divrei HaRosh, Shekosev L'Achvich, Shitas Rosh, so bring your Raya that there's a shvua for the guy who's against the aid. What's the din if somebody has something in his hands and somebody, the tovea, says it's mine and he brings an aid? So an aid is machayev shvua. So to hear, simanim against simanim and aid echad, the person only with the simanim is chayev shvua because the aid echad is machayev and shvua. So to explain pshat in the Rambam, what appears follows, the nesivis in simon pei zayin, sif katan aleph, was mechadesh that of Reuven is tovea mishim and shtei vehem was Sheli nichnasu lirishuscha. Two of my animals went into your rishus. And Shimon says, Achas me'olam lahaisa biyadi v'ashniya nimtzeis b'rishusi v'tol haisa. One of them was never in my possession. And the other one was in my possession. And you can take it. Shimon says, Achas me'olam lahaisa biyadi. One of them I never had. And the second one, again, Reuben says to Shimon, two of my animals went into your rishus. And then Shimon says, one of them I never had. And the second one, taka's in my rishus, go take it. Or they're both standing in the street. And Reuven says, shteim sheli. And Shimon says, one's mine, one's yours. The animals are on the street, and then Shimon again agrees, he's moedav b'miktzas. It says the Nesivis, the leka lei teiras moedav b'miktzas. There is no Torah Samodim and Mikzas here. Because I feel a man domer helach chayav. The enchi of Modim and Mikzas, even according to the one who says helach is chayav. So you're saying helach. Saying take it. It's yours. So even if you hold Helach, it's considered it's Chayav Atzmoyde B'miktas. Nevertheless, what's the din? The din is that there's no Torah Atzmoyde B'miktas. Because there's only a Torah Atzmoyde B'miktas, only a Chiv of Moyde B'miktas, Kishu Tovea Halva'a O Pikadon. He has to be Tovea Halvoe or a Pikadon. If he's tovea halvar pikadon, where there's a chiyuv haguf to pay the halvar, to return the pikadon, then there's a shvuas moedim miktzah. Shenken kan, shein ola, he's not a shimer, and he's not a gazlan, meila nechatsu l'rishusa. They're just arguing about a certain chayfetz. Who it belongs to? And they're standing on the street, and Reuven says to Shimon, "They're both mine." And Reuven says, "No, no, no. One is mine, one is yours." So there's no din of modim b'miktas. And what the Nesivis means is that there's no modim b'miktas to be mechayev b'shvua, except when he's moedav chiyuv haguf t'gzeilu avor pikadon. But b'chay gavin d'meileh abor b'rishusai, v'en alagav b'shum chiyuv klal, ain't kan teres haido. And if he's not considered moedav b'miktas. So in order for there to be a chiyuv moed b'miktsas, he has to be a shomer, there has to be hava, there has to be pikad, there has to be gzeila, and he's moeden part of it, and he's not moeden the other part. But here, he has no chiyuv at all, there's no taras hada. Where you're standing on the street, and Reuven says to Shimon, that these two animals are mine. And Shimon says, one of them is mine, and one of them is yours. There's no Torah Samoida b'miktas, because Shimon was never a shomer, he was never anything. Not a gazlan. So therefore there's no Torah Samoida b'miktas. So it's important to note that in the case where the animal went into Shimon's property, there's a gzeila problem. Because if Shimon doesn't return it, then he's a gazlan. So Reuven's claiming that he's a gazlan. So there's a kfir on gzeila. But in the case where they're both standing on the street, and Reuven says they're both mine, and Shimon says one is mine and one is yours, there's no Torah Samoda B'miktsas here, because Shimon is nothing. Shimon isn't, he isn't a loive, and he's not a shomer, and he's not a gazlan. So there's no Torah Samoda B'miktsas here. So we can be mechadesh, that just like the Nesivos was mechadesh, that we require hodah b'chiyuv ha'gavra, u'b'lav ha'chiyena hodah mechayeves. So just like there has to be a hoidah in the chiyuv of the gavra, in order for there to be moed b'miktsas, so we can also say that the kfira has to be a kfira of a chiyuv ha'gavra. And if there's no chiyuv in the gavra, there's no kfira, there's no taras kfira. So we see in Bava Metzia, the Aleph Amud Aleph, that a chiyuv shvua is on a tain and a kfira. That when the nitba is kofir b'tvias ha-tavei, the Torah is machadish l'chiyuv shvua, so we can say that's only b'makom she'atvia hi ala gavra l'hasher chevet shetachas yada hu dechashiv ha-kfira atzu kfira. But if the din v'dvarim b'neim is an ha-chevet ha-munach b'shuk, ha-nasu she'ha-chevet shalo ha-ina chashiv ha-kfira l'chayev ha-shvua ala. That's only when he's holding on to an object. Then his kfir is considered a kfira. In other words, he's saying, you have a chiyuv to return this to me, saying, la pitom. He's not kofir on the chiyuv of the gavra to return it. So if you have an object that's munach bashuk, so he has no obligation to return this. And so he says, not mine. And so Reuben says, these two animals are mine. Shimon says, one is yours. And one isn't, so Shimon has no obligation to return it. So that's not a kfir, it's not a kfira to be mechayev a shvur. Nafkamina b'ofen shetaveh memenu shnei chafatzim. He says, I want two objects. One was stolen, and the second is munach b'shuk. And he says, the munach bashuk is mine. And the chevetz hagazul is kofir b'chevetz shebashuk. And he's moed in the chevetz hagazul. So he wouldn't be chayev to be nishba. Why? Because there's a hidah. You have a hidah and a chiyuv, i.e. the chevetz hagazul. But you don't have a kfira. Because he's not being kofer in anything he's obligated in. He has no chi of gavra on what he's being a kofer in. Monach Bashuk, so he has no obligation there. So according to this, it would appear that also by Shvu'e Seid Echad, Chiyuv HaShvu'e Udafka Kshan Nitba Koifer B'Chiyuvo. B'Chiyuv Shvu'e by Eid Echad is when the Nitba is Koifer in his Chiyuv. And Shenken, when the Chayfetz is Munach B'Yad Shemer Aved, it's not considered Kfira. Because Tviyas HaBailim Hime HaMoitse V'Loim Ezeh Shetayin Shaved HaShaloi. אז כשהחפץ מונח ביד שמר האבדה, that's not considered כפירה. ואם כן, אף שטען עשו שהחפץ שלו. So even though the fact that this guy is saying that the object is mine, that's stopping the Bailam from receiving it from the finder, because that's so. Who's the? Let's say Reuven and Shimon. And Reuven has simanim, and Shimon has simanim ve'ed echad. So now they go to the shemir aveda. They go to the moitzei. So who's Reuven's tainan? Who's Shimon's tainan? Shimon has simanim ve'ed echad. His taina isn't on Reuven. His taina is on the Moitse, on the finder, on the Shemir Aveda. The Din V'Dvarim is with the Shemir Aveda, so it's not a Chiyuv on Reuven. So the fact that Reuven is denying it, you're right, that's stopping Shimon from taking it. It was a lo mishaneh lanu, because sof kol sof, he's not being koifer Shimon. In our case, Reuven isn't being koifer in his Chiyuv Gavra. Since he's not, there's no Torah's Kfira here, because the Tviya isn't from Reuven. Tviya is from the Moitzeh. That's why the Rambam holds, She'ein Ochayev Lishava. He doesn't have to take an oath, because there's no Kfira here. It's not his obligation. He's not Kofir in his Chiyuv. Since he's not Kofir in his Chiyuv, there's no chiyuv shvua, and that's why the Rambam holds that Eid Echad, the simanim, isn't machriach shvua for the guy who just has simanim, because the guy who just has simanim isn't koifer in his chiyuv. There's no chiyuv gavra that he's denying. In the middle, there's no chiyuv shvua. That proves our yisod that for chiyuv shvua, you require kfiya dafka b'chiyuv hamamim. If there's no kfir b'chiv hamaman, it's not his obligation to return it. So there's no kfir and there's no shvur. So there's still more to say, obviously. It's a loaded topic. And Mitzvah Hashem, hopefully in the next show, Zoch to continue. The Yitzuyan, that there are other, there's another Mahalich from Rabbeinu Chaim, from the Rosh Hashiva Zetzal, to answer the Divrei Mishpat's Kasha, which hopefully we'll get to in a different shir. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Nireh Niflaot Mitorat Hashem. We just ask that Hashem give us the koach, simchas chayim, financial means, lomor lam, v'shmol asukam, z'kol v'yisam, v'yisam, v'yahava. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends. B'lein yadav, we shall continue.